As you know, Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes, on vacation. After 37 years, they deserve it. The guys will be back. In the meantime, I'll be kind of holding down the fort a little bit. No comparison to their program, but they will be back. Here's some of what you may have missed this morning.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
Cat Country 102.9, Nate Smith. Fix what you didn't break. Happy Friday, 6:32. Michael in for Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes. Yeah, there's Paul. What the? I know, Paul. Still covering for you guys. Mark and Paul on vacation. They'll be back soon. The days are slowly flying by, I guess, for me. Imagine vacation's going much quicker for them. Paul had a post on his Facebook page here the other day that he said, almost done. A picture from the harvester. So I think he's got to be getting close to done. Ran into Wilson at lunch earlier this week. He's looking forward to getting back with you guys, too. So that'll be good. Paul, you've been spending a lot of time at the fair, going to Montana Fair every night is what I heard. You know how much the guys love the fair if you're a regular listener. Oh, they're big fans. And I'm being sarcastic. But, speaking of the fair, I do like the fair. Unlike the Flakes, I think the fair's fairly fun. And we'll have guests again this morning from 4-H come up. Every day this week, we met some 4-Hers, either current or former. Most of them current 4-Hers, but some have, gotten on, graduated, moved on in life, and are growing up and going on to do big things. Today, we're going to meet Wade Beckendahl. He's an active 4-H ambassador officer for Yellowstone County. And we're going to meet Grace Sedlacek. I think I'm saying that right. She's got a pig project. And both of these kids, they did something really fun last year where they got to do like the 4-H Interstate Exchange Program. And so they got to host 4-H members from New York and then travel to their homes this week in June. So last year, the New York 4-Hers came here, and then this year, those kids got to go to New York. I can't wait to hear how that experience was. So we'll talk to them coming up. Zach Brown Band on the way. Bob McGuire's got to look at your forecast at 7:20. And let's get through Friday, guys. I am ready for the weekend. I'm sure you are, too. Zach Brown Band next on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9. There's Lee Bryce, Hard to Love. Mark and Paul, Your Breakfast Flakes. Those guys are easy to love, and they'll be back sooner than later. Still on vacation. Michael, today, and taking a look at the Montana, the fire, active fire map. I'm wondering where some of this smoke's coming from. Not too bad this morning. A little smoky as that sun popped up about a half an hour ago. You see the sunrise? It was pretty, wasn't it? Days are definitely getting shorter. What time's the sunset tonight? Sunset 8:21. Oh, fall's right around the corner, and it's not that I don't like fall. Fall's great, right? Cooler temperatures, football, you get your hoodies out again. It's that I don't like winter. I don't like what comes after fall, but maybe we'll get a nice long one this year. First day of fall is September 22nd, so we're about a month out until we officially get into fall. Got a story on our app or website today. When does the pumpkin patch open? I know it's way too soon to get pumpkins, right? And that's the good part. They don't open until about a month. I'm talking about TNC Farms out west of town here, kind of between Laurel and Park City, right down in the Yellowstone River Valley. In fact, when you take the hayride to the pumpkin patch, you basically cruise right by a little part of the Yellowstone. It's really pretty if you've never been out there. But that's pretty much like the main authentic pumpkin patch in our immediate area. As far as I know. I know they sell pumpkins. I know you can get them at that church on Central. And I know the maze at Grandpa's Farms. I know they have pumpkins, too. But I'm talking a real deal pumpkin patch. Right to the source where you grow them and pick them out yourself and knock the dirt off. TNC Farms. Last year, me and the fam mixed it up a little bit. And we went to that pumpkin patch just south of the Montana-Wyoming border. So we went down through Bridger and Edelweiss. And I can't remember the name of the pumpkin patch. I even wrote a story about it, but it was really cool, too. That was a fun one. But in Billings, TNC Farms opening up in about a month, but I got details about that on our app and website. Check it out. Oh, anyway, back to the fires. Where's the smoke coming from? And most of it's actually coming from Canada, but there are several decent-sized fires in our area. The biggest one closest to us is the Mission Butte fire, and it's 0% contained. burning at about 6,000 acres over by St. Xavier. Looks like there's a handful of little ones kind of in south-central eastern Montana. And it looks like one, two, three, four, five, six or seven little ones popped up over on the western half of the state. New ones in the last 24 hours. So, and the summer springs fire, that's 0% contained at about 2,500 acres. Where's that one at? Oh, that one's up up kind of by north of Miles City, I guess. So, anyway, yeah, be careful. I know fire season is still rolling on, and we still have at least another month or so before start getting some snow in the high country. But it's not just the high country. It's not just the mountains that get fire. I mean, looking at this fire map, all the little fires south of Miles City and Forsyth and the, you know, the Eastern Plains, they get those grass fires too, and those can be crazy. So be careful out there. Back with Josh Turner next on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9, the Eli Young Band, Love Ain't, 7:03, Friday morning, finally almost the weekend. Gosh, what do you guys got going this weekend? You going to check out the fair before it wraps up? Montana Fair, got two big days left, today and tomorrow. Today is Veterans and First Responders Day. They get in for free all day with ID. Catch that afternoon ride wristband for $30 from noon to 5. Get a $5 discount coupon at montanafair.com. Of course, the big thing tonight, night two of the Rodeo Billings action. Kicked off last night. One of our coworkers got to go check it out. And she took a bunch of pictures, wrote up a nice review, I guess, if you will, of the action. You can read that and check out those photos at catcountry1029.com or tap the app. But, yeah, rodeo continues tonight. The finals tomorrow night. And, well, it'll be pretty cool. If you're into rodeo, go do that. I'm not a huge rodeo guy, but, yeah, it's nice to see that it's back outside. I really think that is more fun and more authentic. And hopefully the weather should cooperate tonight. Should be a good night for it. Coming up, we'll get into the Flakes email. If you got a message you want to get out to the public or if you need to get a note to the guys, I'm checking it for them. It's flakes103 at yahoo.com. Got a message from Cody up at Metro Park. He's the marketing guy or whatever, but I wanted to make sure that the Flakes are on for Flakesgiving. And I replied, I'm like, hey, Cody, yeah, the guys are still out. Michael here. Yes, they are on for Flakesgiving. They'll be back soon, and we'll stay in touch. Here's how to reach me if you need something in the meantime. Thomas Rhett, after all the bars are closed, it's Cat Country 102.9. That's when you head to breakfast, right? It's your number one for today's country, Cat Country 102.9. Morgan Wallen, 7:14, Friday morning. Happy almost weekend. Michael here, in for Mark and Paul, your breakfast flakes. Time to check the email bag brought to you by Rocky Mountain Windows and Doors. Need to get a hold of the guys? Yeah, you can do flakes103 at yahoo.com. You can use the chat button on our mobile app. I check that throughout the day. I got the dashboard up right now, so if you got an emergency, text me on the chat button. We got an email here from Brad. Brad says, hey, Michael, thanks for filling in for Mark and Paul while the guys are out. Can't wait for him to get back. How about a joke on a Friday? Sure. All right, let's hear it. This is a pretty good one. There's an old rancher named John. Had a big old ranch in central Montana, just outside of Lewistown. And been in the family for years, a few thousand acres. Montana Department of Labor claimed that he was not paying proper wages to his workers. And they sent an employee out to interview the farmer. The guy from the labor board said, hey, I need a list of your employees and how much you pay them. Well, said the old rancher, here's my ranch hand. He's been with me for 3 years. I pay him $600 a week. He gets free room and board. Agent's like, okay. Rancher goes, then I got my cook. Been here for 18 months. I pay her $500 a week plus free room and board. And the labor guy's like, all right, well, that kind of checks out. And the old rancher goes, and then there's the half-wit who works about 18 hours every day, does about 90% of all the work around here. He makes about $10 per week, pays his own room and board, and I buy him a bottle of bourbon every Saturday night. And the labor board agent's like, oh, well, that's the guy I want to talk to. You're clearly underpaying this person. And the old rancher says, well, you're talking to him. You're talking to him. Everybody gets paid except me. Thanks for sending that joke. And if you got one for the Flakes, you got an email. Flakes103@yahoo.com. Back with look at that forecast. Bob McGuire gets you into the weekend. What are the skies going to do? Is it going to rain? I think it's going to be dry and dry, but we'll find out coming up next.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered with amazing daily specials. Sunday night sushi and sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday night steak night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Yeah, it sure is. Cat Country 102.9, little George Jones there for you. White Lightning. Classic. I got to see George, one of his final stops. Remember when he came to Billings in he died in 2013. And so he was either here in 2012 or 2013. I don't remember exactly what year it was. But it was one of his last shows down at the Alberta Bear. And the possum still had it. Michael, today and all eyes are on Alaska. It's a big day up in Alaska. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are set to meet at Joint Base Emmeldorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Their meeting is set for 3:30 Eastern time. Going to discuss the war in Ukraine. The talk will be conducted one-on-one with two translators present. And then they're going to go have some lunch. Yeah, they're going to have some lunch with their delegations and a joint press conference. Putin and Trump, of course, have had several phone calls this year, but it'll be their first in-person meeting since 2018. Volodymyr Zelensky will not attend, although I guess he did join Trump and other NATO leaders in a virtual meeting Wednesday. During that call, Trump affirmed his commitment to a ceasefire and agreed not to discuss peace deal parameters. Putin reportedly seeks to add U.S.-Russian nuclear arms relations to today's agenda. So we'll see what happens, I guess. But Anchorage getting a lot of attention, too. Not a lot of presidents make it up there very often. And so Anchorage is in the spotlight. And here's some kind of fun facts about that town. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. But it's got a big population. It's Alaska's most populous city. It's about three times the size of Billings, about two and a half times. 290,000 people live in Anchorage. But the city's footprint is huge. The city limits is over 1,900 square miles, bigger than the state of Rhode Island. To put that in perspective, Billings is about 45 square miles, approximately. So we're 45 square miles, Billings proper. Anchorage is 1,900 square miles. It's further north than Oslo, Stockholm, and St. Petersburg, Russia. Anchorage is about at the 61st parallel. Well, we're at the 45th parallel. They get about 22 hours of daylight in the summertime. City where the sun never sets. In 2012, Anchorage was named the worst dressed city in the U.S., according to Travel and Leisure magazine. Yeah, I'm guessing people in Alaska probably don't care about fashion too much. They care about being warm, right? Cat Country 102.9. Happy Friday, guys. 7:40. Michael in from Mark and Paul. Your Flakes will be back sooner than later. They're enjoying some time off. Paul's getting some work done on the farm. Wilson's doing Wilson stuff. And I've been holding down the fort a little bit. It's been a fun week. Every single day we've met some 4-H members who are here for the fair and doing the 4-H thing. It's kind of what you guys live for, right? When you know, you work all year with your animals and your displays, and then it's go time at the fair. I'll start with you, Grace. Welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? When did you get into 4-H?
My name's Grace Sedlicek. I got into 4-H as a clover bud. I'm currently 16, and a clover bud, I can join at 5. So I was a clover bud for 2 years,
yeah.
And I've been in it ever since. And both my parents were in it, my grandparents were in it, so I've really been in it my whole life.
It's kind of a family thing, yeah. Are you in 4-H with the agriculture stuff, or do you do some of the other interests that 4-H has kind of grown into over the years?
I've really done everything. I've done department and I've used to do a whole bunch of projects, but now I stick with welding and photography And then I show my pigs. And then outside of the project aspect, I've done 4-H camp, a Tri-County 4-H camp with Carbon, Stillwater, and Yellowstone.
Yep.
And then I'm a part of 4-H Exchange, and I'm a Yellowstone County ambassador.
Oh, you're busy. My gosh. What do you see? I know at 16, it's a little tough to figure out what you want to do with your life, but do you have some ideas about a career you might be interested in after high school? And do you think 4-H has been helpful, prepping you for life?
Yeah, I'm really looking into being like an extension agent, which is really all 4-H,
nice.
And that's what Ronnie Baker does. And it seems like a very cool thing because like working with kids and then working behind the scenes and doing all that, it seems really fun. And that's like one of the main things I want to do,
cool.
But definitely stay in ag no matter what.
Sure. Very good. Are you going to go to MSU or have you picked Grizz or what are you leaning to?
Definitely Bobcats.
All right, good. Okay, we got that Bobcat Nation.
Yeah.
Nice. Let's just get that out of the way right away. Next to you on the microphone, over on Paul's chair is Wade. Wade, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm great. How long have you been in 4-H, and what are your primary focuses at this point?
This will be my 8th year in 4-H, and I take the welding project, and I take a pig to the fair every year.
Oh, you do? Nice.
And
yeah.
I do almost all the same stuff that Grace does. I do 4-H camp. I'm also a camp counselor. I'm also in the exchange program. And I'm also Yellowstone County Ambassador.
Oh, you are. So what does that entail? Is there special responsibilities or duties? Or do you do outreach to kids that maybe are interested? Or what does that mean?
It means a lot of stuff. I guess for me, it means a lot of stuff. It means being a representative of 4-H for a lot of the younger members. And really, we just help. We help Ronnie Baker, the extension agents, help out with a lot of miscellaneous tasks like at the fair. We run the Facebook Lives.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
We run our Cloverbud Camp, which is just a little day camp for 6 to 8 year olds. I guess we just have a lot of miscellaneous things across the year that we help out with and really be an advocate for 4-H.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work, right? Everybody comes together and does that. Well, I want to talk about the exchange program a little bit. You guys, now, how does this work? Last spring, you went to New York? Did both of you go to New York, or how does that work?
So last spring, the New York kids actually came, or last summer, they actually came here over the 4th of July, and then this summer, we went there, and we went there for 10 days. We stayed in the city for three and a half days, I would say, and then we went up upstate to where they all live and stayed there for a week.
Okay, and that's where you met Reese over on this on the guest microphone. Reese, you're a 4-H'er in New York State, right?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Okay, so when people think about New York, they're like, oh, it's all just city, but that's not true, is it?
No, absolutely not. So I grew up in upstate New York, and it is all trees. It is all livestock. Everything is country out there. Very rural.
See? People don't think that. That's like there's two parts to New York, right?
Yes.
As a state. Whereas Montana, I mean, it's largely, we don't have any major cities, and no matter where you go in the state, agriculture is a big part of it. But you guys have a dairy farm? Is that what your family does?
Yes. I grew up on a 900-cow dairy farm that my grandpa started and now that my father owns.
Gotcha. All right. So, and where do you sell most of your milk? Do you know where it goes? Or do you just go into the milk pool and they do whatever with it, or who's your big buyers?
We sell our milk to Hood and Chobani, so it will go to our local Stewart's in New York, which is like a gas station.
Gotcha. All right. Make that yogurt, huh?
Oh, yes.
Sure, Chobani's good stuff. So what did you think have you ever been to Montana before this, and how did 4-H, I guess, make this happen for you?
So I guess I hadn't been to Montana before this, but when I came last year with my entire 4-H group, I thought it was absolutely beautiful. In New York, we're so used to being surrounded by just trees and not being able to see the open sky, and it's very different from New York.
Right, big time. Well, you guys have all the hardwoods and stuff, too. Your forests are a little bit different than ours.
It's
probably a little more humidity, too. Is it drier here?
It's very dry here compared to New York. I looked at the weather today in New York, and the humidity was about 85%.
It was muggy. Yeah, it was miserable.
Yeah.
Miserable. So have you been enjoying our little Montana fair? Have you been there all week, or have you just kind of been bouncing around a little bit during this visit to Big Sky Country?
Yes, I've been loving the fair. I've actually been there every single week with Grace and Wade.
Nice, very good. I've asked all the guests that have been on from 4-H this week, and I'll ask you guys too. I'll start with you, Reese. What is your favorite fair food? And what is your favorite carnival ride that you've gone on?
My favorite fair food is definitely the Euros, and my favorite ride is definitely the Zipper.
The Zipper, classic. Did you ride the big giant 110-foot Ferris wheel?
Nope, not yet.
Not going to do it, huh? All right. What about you, Grace? What's your favorite food, one that you've had more than once at the fair?
I would also probably say the Euros. Those
are
really good.
Aren't they?
Yeah. They're, I would say, worth the quality of food.
It's a good bang for your buck, too, isn't it?
Yeah definitely. Yeah. It's packed. But,
Have you gone on any rides?
We haven't yet, but my favorite is probably the Ferris wheel. I just like it because it's just, like, simple and...
Yeah, it's not scary. You don't usually get sick, right? No, that's fine. And Wade, what about you? You seem like an adventure-type guy. Do you ride the big scary rides? Have you done the slingshot, the one of that crazy one, or...?
Speed is definitely my favorite ride.
Speed's your ride,
That's the really, really tall one.
Yeah.
But I would say the Euro, but I want... You guys already said that. There's a place that has chocolate strawberry kebabs for $8, and they're really good.
That does sound good,
I get those pretty consistently.
Yum. If people haven't gone to the fair yet, it's not really over yet. I mean, it wraps up Saturday afternoon, and still some big events, kind of like the main event for 4-H'ers, is the livestock sales, right? You guys want to kind of give me some details on that? How does that work? Even if I don't have a truck and a trailer, I can still go down and buy a pig or a cow and figure out how to get it to my butcher, right?
So the sale starts at noon, but then there's a buyer lunch beforehand. And
this is on Saturday, right?
Yes, tomorrow? Saturday, yes. And, there's a buyer lunch, so all the buyers that have signed up, they can go and get a lunch, and then they can come down and have, like, a preview of all the animals and meet all the kids, and all the kids will be helping with the lunch. And then at noon, the sale will start, and then, anyone can bid, and there's trailers there, and you can either... If you do have your own trailer, you can just take it home and figure out your own butcher, but they do have butchers that are lined up, and then you just tell the auctioneer that it's going to this place, and then they'll sort all the animals and put them on that trailer, and then they'll get into contact with you to pick up your animal once it's processed and everything.
All right, so this is great. I mean, I know beef prices are getting crazy, and if you thought about buying a cow, this would be a great chance to maybe do that. You split it up with your friends or whatever and stick it in the freezer. Wade, what do you expect your pig to go for this year? What's a good price? What would be a happy price for you when you sell your... What's your pig's name, by the way?
My pig's name is Waffles.
All right, so when Waffles goes to the auction block tomorrow, what would you be super happy about for a price tag for Waffles?
I'd be very, very happy at 16. Waffles is actually the fourth biggest pig at our county fair.
The fourth? Well, pig, that's the whole goal, pack on the pounds. What does Waffles weigh?
He weighs 309 pounds.
Okay, so 309 pounds, hoping to get $1,600 out of him. Is that $1,600 for...
$16 a pound.
Oh, $16 a pound. All right. So what would that be? Help me with the math. 16 times 300 and some pounds. Do quick math. So it'll go for about $1,000.
Yeah. No.
Get your calculator.
For about $5,000.
Oh, maybe that's a little generous. Probably around...
I'm in the wrong business. Pigs are worth $5,000? You did the numbers wrong, surely.
I think so, yeah. I don't think pigs go for that much. I haven't had a pig this heavy before, so I guess with a lighter pig.
I guess we'll find out, yeah. Well, with a name like Waffles, too, that's got to help its price point a little bit. Grace, how many animals have you sold over the years at the fair?
I'm pretty sure this is my 7th year selling, so I've sold 7 animals at the fair, and they do go for a pretty high dollar amount, but it is just, the money does go back to us, and it does support the kids for, most kids take it back to their next project, but my family personally, we put it into a different account, and it's for, we buy our animals for the next year, but then it's for college or a down payment on a house, so setting us up.
Yeah, that's smart. What about you, Reese, back in New York with your club? What do you usually sell at you guys' fair?
So at our fair, we don't do a sale because we're mainly a dairy fair.
Gotcha.
So we show a lot of dairy cows. But back here at the Montana Fair, it's mainly beef cows. There was one dairy cow this year, and I was really excited to see it. But my county fair is mainly all dairy.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, all right, well, cool, guys. Thank you for coming in. I enjoyed the final moments of the fair. Good luck at the sale tomorrow. Today is Veterans Day down at Montana Fair, so vets get in for free all day. And, of course, we appreciate their service. And sounds like 4-H is a great deal. If you got kiddos that are interested in being involved or if you're a parent and want to get your kids involved, just go down and talk to a member, right? You guys are all approachable and leadership teams all at the fair throughout the rest of the week. So thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day. All right, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's Friday morning. Thanks for getting going with the cat.
Blue Cat Bar and Grill has you covered. with amazing daily specials. Sunday Night Sushi and Sliders offers fresh sushi and delicious sliders at unbeatable prices. Enjoy Wednesday Night Steak Night, where you can dig into a juicy steak dinner each and every week. With daily specials, there's always something tasty to enjoy. Don't miss out. Stop by Blue Cat Bar and Grill, just 9 miles east of the Metro Park exit. See you there.
Cat Country 102.9, Parker McCollum. What kind of man? Good morning. 7:54. Looking at sunshine today. Going to be another nice day in the Magic City. Should be mostly dry through the weekend, Bob said earlier. We're talking 90-ish today. Let me double check here. Yeah, well, right around 90, 89. 95 tomorrow. Good day to hit the pool. 92 Sunday, 92 Monday. Ooh, looks like we might have our first 100-degree day next week? I don't think we've hit 100 yet. I think it's been real close. Maybe one day earlier this summer, but it could be 100 again on Wednesday. So there you go. Got this announcement from Metro Park yesterday. I did mention it a little bit later in the show yesterday, but Pentatonics are coming to Metro Park. The Christmas in the City tour. It'll be here November 12th. Tickets go on sale next Friday, August 22nd at 10 a.m. I'm not a huge Christmas music guy, but my wife will be thrilled to hear this show. I know she's going to ask me to get her tickets. One of my coworkers, I sent her the press release yesterday, and she's like, this is kind of a big deal. Yeah, so if you love Christmas music, Pentatonics do a great job, and we'll have your chance to win some freebie tickets. Make sure you have the Cat Country mobile app for the easiest way to play and win all of our goodies. Speaking of win, if you go to our win tab, you can still got time to put your name in the hat for that $500 prepaid Visa gift card. We're calling it Hall Pass Cash for back to school. But the fact is, I'm not going to know what you spend the money on. So if you don't want to buy school supplies or if you don't have kids, blow it on yourself. Get something you need. Or you could do something generous and maybe buy $500 worth of supplies for your local school, your favorite teacher. One of the many nonprofits in our town that could use that, Family Service or Tumbleweed, whatever. So $500 Hall Pass Cash. Enter now. It's easy on the Win tab on the Cat Country mobile app. Cat Country 102.9, Dustin Lynch on your number one for today's country. Welcome to Friday, almost the weekend, guys. You got, about 8 hours, and you can clock out if you work till 5. Maybe knock off early today. Maybe go to lunch and not come back. That's always a great trick. Yeah, I'm going to go to lunch and finish up the day at home. That's my plan today. Get a few things out of the way and, into the weekendo. Governor Greg Gianforte was in town last night. Yesterday, I guess, afternoon. He was up at Metro Park checking out the new rodeo grounds and stuff like that. Q2 was on the scene, and they got an interview with the governor on their app or website. But they were asking him a little bit about more details about the proposed mental health hospital. They're looking at Billings as well as other sites to help serve eastern Montana. Of course, Warm Springs has been overcrowded and stuff for many, many years. Just don't have the capacity. I mean, mental health is a big issue in Montana, and just don't have the capacity for the need. So anyway, they're looking at eastern Montana. They're looking at various sites around Billings. And he basically did confirm that Billings is in the running. They haven't released exact locations. One of them, one potential site is up on the new Skyway Drive, kind of by the Heights Sierra Dog Park. A lot of chatter on social media about that. Mixed opinions. Some people are like, yeah, that's great. That's a perfect spot for it. Other people are like, no, it's too close to schools, or it's not, you know, right the right zoning out there. I guess they're talking about other locations, including a spot on Airport Road in Laurel. And a spot in South Billings near the Western Sugar Plant. Officials hope to make a decision soon. The governor provided no assurances regarding a timeline. So I guess we'll see what happens. City and county officials said they're aware of the potential project, have many unanswered questions. Billings City Council plans to discuss these matters in their next work session. So hopefully we'll figure that out. I don't know. I feel like Billings is probably an okay spot for it. Some people on social media are like, well, Billings isn't really eastern Montana. Why not put it in Miles City or Glendive or Sydney? Very good point. So I don't have any skin in the game. So wherever they put it, I guess. I think Billings would probably have a decent employee hiring pool. compared to like Miles City or a smaller town in eastern Montana, you know, with our various medical establishments that are already here. Might be easier to find employees, but who knows? And no word on a timeline or a groundbreaking or when they hope to have it open. I mean, you know, building a new mental health hospital probably takes several years. Much like the new St. V's that's going up down the street. Looking out to the north of my window here, it looks like a giant sandbox from our view. They got the big cranes and all the dirt-moving equipment and a big patch of sand, and they're doing what they do out there. But that's going to take, what, 2 years? Maybe longer? 3 years? That'll be cool. Change the skyline a little bit downtown. Zach Brown Band next. It's Cat Country 102.9. Cat Country 102.9, Luke Bryan, Country Song came on, 8:33 Friday morning, Michael in for Mark and Paul, your Breakfast Flakes, weekend-itis setting in around our office. If I sound like I'm drunk a little bit this week, it's not. I'm not. I swear to God I'm completely sober, but I'm getting used to my my teeth. I got Invisalign. I'm working on my smile with Dr. Joseph Thomas at Thomas Smile Designs. And so I'm still I just got them put in this week. My first trays or whatever, and I don't know if you're familiar with Invisalign, but they, you know, snap onto your teeth, and so sometimes it's S's and Z's are a little bit tricky, but I swear I'm sober. I did see a fun cocktail I'm thinking about making this weekend. Apparently very popular on the golf courses, supposed to be a refreshing summer drink. It's called, what the heck, now I gotta find it. I think I saved it in my little notey notes here. And I want to ask you if you've ever had one and if they're good. It's got vodka and ginger beer and grape juice and one other ingredient. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's called, let me get back to the top here, a transfusion. One golf course that runs the beverage program says that we sell somewhere north of 50,000 transfusions a year through their golf courses. And a transfusion is basically this. Where's the recipe? It's ginger beer, vodka, a little bit of lime juice, and then the kicker is a little bit of Concord grape juice. Simple, easy drink. It sounds pretty good. Have you ever had a transfusion? I guess if you make it with tequila instead of vodka, they call it a confusion. Yeah, give me another round of confusions, please. So, I know you got a favorite summer drink you like to make. I have a mint plant out in my garden, and of course, mint goes to town, right? Mints will grow anywhere. If you're even the crappiest gardener in the world, you can grow mint. And so I've been busting out some, what's the one with the mint you make? Mojitos. Yeah, mojitos, baby. Crack them up. Zach Brown Band next on the Cat. Cat Country 102.9 with Luke Combs, and she got the best of me. It's 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock, time for the 10 to 9 thing. If you got something you want to get on the calendar here too, reach out. You can email flakes103@yahoo.com. You can email me, michael.foth, F-O-T-H, at townsquaremedia.com. You can use the chat button or whatever too. I still have a few guest spots available. If you want to be a special guest before the guys get back, I'd love to have you on. You can do that. Otherwise, what's going on here this weekend? Les Schwab Tire Center. They're doing something cool. Just 3 weeks after acquiring Staley's Tire and Automotive, they're inviting the community to help celebrate its expansion today and tomorrow with open houses and tire donations to local nonprofits. This is pretty sweet. They're giving some new tires to Allies in Aging, Family Service Incorporated, and the YWCA of Billings. We'll all get some new treads as part of their celebration for Les Schwab Tires for Purpose program. So that's pretty cool. You can probably find out more on Les Schwab's website, but they got free cookies and stuff at the various locations and things like that. Crow Fair continuing this weekend. Runs through Sunday, it looks like. This is one of the largest festivals of its kind in the nation. It's a huge deal. And if you've never been over to check out Crow Fair and Crow Agency, maybe do that tomorrow. Yeah, maybe blow off work this afternoon and go check it out. Sounds like a lot of fun. I mentioned this earlier this week, but it's worth repeating. Big back-to-school fair at Harvest Church tomorrow. Blessing kids from head to toe. Starts at 9 o'clock. It is kind of first come, first serve, and they try to help everybody who could use their what they're offering. But again, first come, first serve. 9 to 3 at Harvest Church, and they're not just doing school supplies, but they're also doing free haircuts. Doing some first day outfits. That's always a big deal. You gotta spend some time, put some thought into the first day of school outfits. You can get that picture of your kid or your grandkid and put it on Facebook. They're doing vaccinations for school vaccinations. Riverstone Health will be there doing that for kindergartners and first graders, I guess, if they need them. They'll be giving out some dental goodies as well, so kids can keep their smile and cavities away as they get back to school. So that'll be cool. Harvest Church back-to-school fair tomorrow morning starts at 9 a.m. You got that free concert for vets, the Thank You for Your Service concert tonight down at the Red Ox Event Center, Event Lawn. That's a beautiful venue, a cool spot, and it is absolutely free for any veterans and their family members. A couple of great bands tonight, and should be good times. That starts at 7 o'clock. Bingo for conservation. I mentioned this a couple times this week, but I think it's a cool deal. That's happening at Canyon Creek Sunday at 1 o'clock. They got a bunch of cool raffle items you can win, too, in addition to some bingo jackpots. Well, what else going on? Some garage sales around town this weekend, of course. If you're bouncing around finding bargains, make sure to take the cat with you. We make a great garage sale and soundtrack. We really do. That's about all I got for you right now. Tons of stuff going on. It's busy. Summertime of the Magic City. Of course, you got rodeo action tonight and tomorrow night. The new outdoor arena. Rodeo Billings at the fair. Fair wraps up on Saturday, so if you haven't gone and need to do that, do it. Get you into 10 in a row for your work day. Kick it off with Jordan Davis next on The Cat.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.